It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, an Inishowen councillor has expressed disappointment after being told there are no concrete plans to develop a vaccination centre on the peninsula, particularly in light of its proximity to the border. We'll hear from Councillor Albert Doherty. New COVID vaccine manufacturing sites could be approved in a matter of days once suitable locations are identified. That's the view of the European Medicines Agency. The Health Minister says he's confident the new system of mandatory hotel quarantine is strong enough to prevent people getting around the rules. The first bookings have been made for the new system. And in other news, a woman has been injured during a daytime attack in Letterkenny. It happened in the Rosemont Lane area on Tuesday of last week. We'll have a full report. Also coming up later on in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. Kenny's here at around 5:15. All those stories to come, but first this evening, 110 COVID cases were detected following the mass testing of schools in the week to the 20th of March. That's up from 44 the previous week. More than 4,000 tests were carried out at 183 primary, secondary and special education schools. The positivity rate was 2.7%. That compares to 2.4% in the previous week. North of the border, 174 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed this evening, with an additional two COVID-related deaths. 159 patients being treated in hospitals in Northern Ireland for COVID-19, 14 of them in ICU. An Inishowen councillor has expressed disappointment after being told there are no concrete plans to develop a vaccination centre on the peninsula. Councillor Albert Doherty told a meeting of the HSE's Regional Health Forum West this afternoon that Inishowen should have a centre. The SILTA CEO Tony Canavan said future satellite centres may be commissioned and he would revisit the issue at next month's meeting. Councillor Doherty says he wants a detailed explanation from decision makers at national level as to why the wishes of the people of Inishowen are being ignored.
I was delighted to be receiving confirmation from the National Community Strategy and Planning. However, they had no individual to represent them at our meeting today, so I had to address my concerns to Tony Canavan, the CEO of SILTA. I took some solace, Donal, in the reply from Mr. Canavan that what was advised at the previous meeting remained the same, and he was hopeful that the issue in relation to Inishowen would be further clarified at our next meeting. But I emphasise, Donal, we as a border area require an additional vaccination centre and that this should be considered by the national strategy and planning community.
And therein lies the rub, because as you said, you were satisfied with what you're being told by Tony Canavan in terms of his commitment, but the reality appears to be at this point in time, it's not Tony Canavan's decision, it's SILTA's decision. That decision rests in Dublin and they're the people that you believe should be talking to you.
Very much so. As I said, it's nice to have the Lion's Den, the National Community Strategy, responding to you, but they didn't acknowledge the Peninsula of Inishowen. I will be asking our national politicians as well to take on board the issues that we've highlighted about the border areas, especially about our own northwest city region, where there's always travel and inter-travel between the two parts of the two council areas, Derry-Strabane and Donegal County Council, and that this merits additional consideration and at least in Inishowen the location of a vaccination centre.
Councillor Albert Doherty speaking after today's Regional Health Forum meeting. New COVID vaccination manufacturing sites could be approved in a matter of days across Europe once suitable locations are identified. That's the view of the European Medicines Agency. Europe's health regulator insists companies are working to identify new sites in which to manufacture vaccines. The EMA's Executive Director, Eimear Cook, says work is underway to increase the capacity.
We are working on, the companies are working very hard to look at additional manufacturing sites, because maybe the initial site didn't have the capacity to meet the demand. And we, as soon as the information becomes available that it is of the same quality from that site, we will approve it within days. That's our commitment.
The health minister says he's confident the new system of mandatory hotel quarantine is strong enough to prevent people getting around the rules. The first bookings have been made for the system, which comes into place on Friday. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
The booking system for mandatory hotel quarantine launched this morning, and there has been a steady stream of bookings being made. Passengers who need to quarantine will be met off the plane by officials who process them in a bubble through customs before they're handed to the defence forces for transport to the hotels involved. However, some people coming from high-risk countries will share connecting flights with people who don't need to quarantine in hotels. The Department of Health has said there's a very small risk, in their opinion, of cross-contamination on those flights. The opposition have criticised the measures, with Labour leader Alan Kelly saying they're easy to get around.
There are so many ways in which you can avoid quarantine as well. So the reality is that this is not going to have a huge impact.
But Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says that's not the case.
Are there people who are going to try and avoid it? Yes, there are. We know there are. Remember, our border management unit, Anna Garda Síochána, they're used to people presenting false documents. They're used to people, you know, trying to hide certain things.
If someone tests negative after 12 days in mandatory quarantine, they can leave. But if they test positive, they'll face a further 10 days in the hotel, with the cost covered by the state. Sean Defoe at the Department of Health.
Other news this evening, a woman has been injured during a daytime attack in Letterkenny. The assault happened on Rosemont Lane on last Tuesday between 4:30 and 5:15. Two men are being sought in connection with the incident, as Michaela Clark now reports.
The woman was walking down Rosemont Lane from the main street direction when she met two men coming in the opposite direction. The men started to punch her in the stomach and the head. They then took off on foot in the direction from which they had travelled towards the Pierce Road. The men wore a mask or a balaclava. Gardaí say that they have no further descriptions yet, but all available CCTV in the area is currently being viewed. The woman managed to make her way home and Gardaí were alerted and medical treatment was sought. She sustained minor injuries. Gardaí are anxious to ascertain the identity of those involved in the attack and are appealing to anyone who has any information to come forward. If anyone was travelling along the Pierce Road last Tuesday evening between 4 and 5:30pm and had a dash cam, Gardaí would like to hear from them. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
Garthy and Donegal will be clamping down on speeding motorists in the county later this week. National Slowdown Day gets underway from this Friday morning at 7 o'clock. It'll run for a 24-hour period until Saturday morning at 7. The aim of Slowdown Day is to remind drivers of the dangers of speeding, to increase compliance with limits and act as a deterrent. Sergeant Eunan Walsh told today's 9 till noon show that extra resources will be deployed across Donegal as part of the initiative.
We all know the faster you drive, the more likely you're to be involved in a collision. And if you're involved in a collision, the faster your speed at the time of the collision, the more likely the more serious damage to your vehicle or more serious the injuries are going to occur. So we're asking all drivers to support our National Slowdown Day and not to exceed the speed limit. It goes without saying, Greg, it's not just for the one day, but for every day. And we'll continue to maintain our focus on non-compliant drivers as they pose a risk to themselves and others, other road users. So as a way of statistics, for the month of January this year, 10,400 speeding tickets have been issued nationwide, which works out about 335 people a day issued with a speeding ticket. So that's just the ones that we're catching. So the figures are worrying. Yearly to date, up to Monday morning, I think, 20 people have been killed on our roads. That's 20 families have been destroyed. It's actually a drop on comparison to last year, which was 46. So it's a good sign. But it's still 20 people too many, you know. And just for people's information, you know, we talked about lockdown last year and less people on the roads and less traffic. There were more people killed on our roads in 2020 than there were in 2019, a figure of 149 compared to 140. And I don't like using them as statistics because they're all people have lost loved ones on our roads. So the importance of keeping within the speed limit, and we're going to focus on it this Friday. We're letting people know what's happening. We're going to have extra resources out.
And that was Sergeant Eunan Walsh there speaking during the Gartha slot on today's 9 till noon show. A meeting of the HSE's Regional Health Forum has been told today that 784,040 hours of home help services were provided in Donegal last year, with Donegal Councillor Gerry Crawford told an increased allocation means that will increase in 2021. There are calls on the government to do more to adequately resource the service in the county, with latest figures showing there are almost 120 people in Donegal who've been approved for home support but remain on a waiting list for the service. The home support service costs approximately €165 a week per person, compared to the weekly cost of a hospital bed of almost €6,000. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says the message from those figures is clear.
This does not make sense why we haven't invested in the service and recruited enough home help assistants throughout Donegal and indeed throughout the state. We also know that if you talk to the older people or the person with disability and their families, this is the type of care that people want, particularly in Donegal, where we have a close sense of family and community. This is the type of service we want. It's value for money. And I just, for the life of me, can't understand year in, year out, why we have these long waiting lists.
Is the root of the problem, maybe it can be argued, that there's not enough incentives in place for people to take up this kind of work? Maybe it doesn't pay well enough, and maybe, you know, they're better off maybe in a hospital setting from their own point of view.
I think the issue is actually ideology. We had a recruitment embargo put in place throughout the HSE organisation for a number of years before this crisis. So we actually were refusing to employ home help assistants. That's been the big issue. And that ideology still permeates, which is basically that it's not good to recruit people into the health service. And we can see through this pandemic what a disaster that type of ideology is. So,
and that was Deputy Padraig McLaughlin there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. A leading figure in the Donegal tyre industry says she's hopeful a tyre dump in Barnesmore Gap can be traced back to whoever is responsible. An investigation is continuing at county council level following the discovery of the large-scale dump. It's estimated one pile alone contained up to 1,000 tyres. On today's 9 till noon show, the general manager of Ulster Tyres, Fiona McGinley, said she believes the discarded tyres could have been stored somewhere else previously.
With the waste streams and the audits that's done from producers to wholesalers to retailers is enormous. There's a huge amount of auditing going throughout the cycle. So if you're going to have tyres replaced and you're not paying the €2.80 plus VAT per tyre, then you must ask yourself, well, where is my old tyre going to end up? Is it going to end up in Barnesmore, or is it going to be recycled in a way that you would like? But looking at the photographs that were available on the internet when this emerged, it certainly does look like these tyres were stored at some point for some considerable length of time, because the general markings that we associate with removing and fitting of tyres aren't there to be seen.
There are calls for any victims of sexual abuse to be able to pre-record evidence and have it stand during a criminal trial. The Joint Rockcliffe Committee on Justice is meeting this evening to examine the issue of victims' testimony in sexual offence cases. It's heard that lengthy delays in the justice system are affecting victims' memories and re-traumatisation in some cases. Caroline Cunahan of Rape Crisis Network Ireland told the committee that steps should be taken to address that.
Minimise the risks of re-traumatisation of victims by the criminal justice process, and to ensure that they are supported to give their best evidence in that process. The harm which can be caused by the criminal justice system to victims is real and is sometimes described by them as worse than the sexual violence itself. Victims of sexual violence should be seen as inherently vulnerable witnesses.
The Scottish First Minister has survived a vote of no confidence in the Parliament. Earlier, Nicola Sturgeon insisted if a report by a top lawyer had found she broke the ministerial code, she would have resigned. It was looking into her government's handling of harassment claims against Alex Salmond, but it concluded she hadn't breached the rules. A separate report by a committee of MSPs found she did mislead its members. Today, Parliament backed her.
Thank you, colleagues. The result of the vote on motion 24292 in the name of Ruth Davidson is yes 31, no 65. There were 27 abstentions and the motion is therefore not agreed.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. Shop 24/7 with nationwide next day delivery.
Quarter past five, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and this summer's Lions tour to South Africa will go ahead as planned. An 8-match tour will begin against the Stormers in Cape Town on July the 3rd. The Lions are due to play 3 tests against the World Cup winning Springboks starting on July the 24th. It's believed a contingency plan of playing it on home soil was cost prohibitive. It's not yet known whether fans will be allowed to attend the games in South Africa or whether overseas fans will be permitted. Meanwhile, the programme for the Women's Six Nations has finally been revealed. Each team has 2 pool fixtures with the corresponding placings in each pool playing each other in the third week. Ireland face Wales at the Arms Park in Cardiff on April the 10th before hosting France in Donnybrook a week later. Head coach Adam Griggs has named a 35-person squad for the competition. Ballybuffet woman Laura Feely has been included in the forwards, and in the squad also includes uncapped quintet Amy Lee Murphy Crowe, Stacey Flood, Eve Higgins, Emily Lane and Grace Moore. And the Ireland under-20s there in need of a new head coach, Kieran Campbell's to leave his role, having only been appointed in January. He's also departing Ulster to take up a position with Ealing Trailfinders. And Dave Kilcoyne is the only major injury worry for Munster to deal with heading into Saturday's Pro 14 final against Leinster. Kilcoyne is following the return to play protocols, and that's for the head injury sustained in Ireland's win against England at the weekend. Hooker Kevin O'Brien is back in full training after missing the recent defeat of Benetton with a chest injury. Moving on to soccer, and Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny concedes Aaron Connolly and James McLean are undercooked. Connolly's missed the last 3 Brighton matches, while McLean hasn't played in 7 Stoke games. Kenny's confirmed that Bournemouth goalkeeper Mark Travers will start tomorrow night's World Cup qualifier against Serbia, and the manager says he has the utmost faith in the newer additions to the squad.
It's a radical change, really, with sort of 13 players coming through the system within a few months. You know, over the last, you know, who've been in the under 17s, 18s, 19s, and in the under 21s. So there is that infusion of enthusiasm and talent come into the squad. So you can't ignore it. You can't ignore that.
In other news, Gareth Bale says he plans to return to Real Madrid next season and not stay at Tottenham. He's currently on loan at his former club, having fallen out of favour at the Spanish Giants. And Real Madrid themselves have been handed a boost ahead of next month's Champions League quarter-final with Liverpool. Their home leg will be played in Madrid after the Spanish government agreed to lift the ban on UK flights from March the 30th. Real will host Liverpool at the Estadio Alfredo Di Stefano in Madrid on April the 6th. And it also means Manchester United will travel to Spain for their Europa League game with Granada. In other news, Ben Davis and Tom Lockyer have withdrawn from the Welsh squad with injury. The Welsh are due to play Belgium in a World Cup qualifier tomorrow, as well as a friendly with Mexico on Sunday and another match with the Czech Republic next week. And in other news, former Huddersfield, Leicester and Bolton striker Frank Worthington has passed away at the age of 72. Worthington died peacefully in hospital on Monday evening following a long illness. He won 8 caps with England, and he also had a spell with Galway United in the late 80s towards the end of his career. On the pitch tonight in the Irish Premiership, there's a full fixture list down for decision. Ballymena United, they host the leaders Linfield. Carrick Rangers play Portadown. Bottom club Dungannon Swifts play Crusaders. Glenavon, they host second club Coleraine, and Warren Point Town play Glentoran. In golf, Rory McIlroy's to start working with renowned swing coach Pete Cowan in a bid to rediscover his form. The former world number one golfer's fallen to 11th in the world rankings and hasn't won a tournament since 2019. After missing the cut at the Players' Championship earlier this month, McIlroy admitted he'd been chasing hitting the ball further at the cost of consistency. And finally, for this evening in snooker, Neil Robertson raced into a 6-2 lead over Jack Lazowski at the end of the first session of the Tour Championship quarter-final. The Aussie needs just 4 more frames from this evening's session to reach the semi-final. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Well, Gardaí and Donegal are looking for information about a number of incidents of vandalism and criminal damage across the county in recent days. A residential building site has been significantly damaged in Ruffo. The Damage on the site at Clough Finn is believed to have been carried out at some point between Tuesday, March 16th and Friday, March 19th. A number of windows on the properties were smashed, resulting in what's been described as substantial financial loss. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have observed any suspicious activity in or around the area to contact them at Letterkenny Garda Station 9167100. Meanwhile, the windscreen of a car was shattered during a weekend attack in Buncrana. It happened at some point between Saturday night and Sunday morning at 9:30. A resident on Mulberry Avenue discovered the rear windscreen on their car, which was parked outside their home, had been shattered. Gardaí in Buncrana are investigating. 9320540. And a residential area of Letterkenny has been the subject of a spate of vandalism in recent days. A number of properties sustained damage in the Academy Court on Oliver Plunkett Road in the town between Monday and Friday of last week. In all incidents, windows were smashed with investigations ongoing. Sergeant Eunan Walsh has been speaking about the situation.
A large window at the front of one of the properties was smashed between 3 p.m. last Monday, the 15th of March, and 9:50 a.m. on Tuesday. So that's sometime Monday evening or Tuesday morning. And again, on Monday morning to Friday, the 19th of March, we received a report from residents and two of the other properties that a sitting room window and a kitchen window have been damaged in the course of the previous night or morning. So again, there's three incidents of criminal damages in the span of 3 or 4 days. And we're appealing for any residents in the area who may have witnessed any of the incidents or may have heard anything or seen anything suspicious between the 15th and 19th of March to contact the Gardaí Letterkenny 07491 67100. Any premises that we're calling around business premises, checking CCTV, but maybe people passing nearly in the cars with dash cam to come forward, please.
And that was Sergeant Eunan Walsh there. A social prescribing scheme that ran in Donegal as a pilot scheme for some time is being rolled out to Cavan, Leitrim, Monaghan and Sligo. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The programme aims to support the health and well-being of people by using community-based activities and supports. These include walking groups, community gardening, dancing, art, online engagement, links with sport partnerships, e-library services and men and women's sheds and other creative activities. The programme is for anybody who may feel a bit isolated or those who feel stressed, anxious or depressed. Firstly, a GP or other health professional refers you to a social prescribing coordinator if you are suitable for the programme. You can also access the programme directly without a referral. Next, you will meet with the coordinator to discuss your needs to help find out what activities interest you and what other steps you can take to improve your health and well-being. Then you will begin your chosen activity, and throughout the process and at the end of the 30 weeks, you will discuss with the coordinator how you felt the programme went. If you're interested in joining the programme, talk to your GP or healthcare provider who can refer you to a coordinator.
Well, the forecast, and it will be mostly dry this evening and tonight with long clear spells. Just a few light passing showers drifting in from the west overnight. The showers becoming more frequent again towards dawn. Lowest overnight temperatures 1 to 5 degrees Celsius generally, possibly colder locally in any long clear spells. The winds light to moderate south to southeast in direction, staying fresh along the west coast. Tomorrow will start dry with a mix of sunny spells and variable cloud. That cloud will thicken. It'll become breezy by late morning. A band of showery rain approaching from the west, rain moving eastwards through the afternoon and evening, followed by scattered blustery showers. Highest temperatures tomorrow 9 to 11 degrees Celsius in fresh southwesterly winds, becoming strong for a time along western coasts. And that's Highland Radio News for now. The main news in brief this evening: 110 COVID cases were detected following mass testing in schools in the week up to March 20th. That's up from 44 the previous week. The positivity rate was 2.7%. That's up from 2.4% the previous week. In Northern Ireland today, 174 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed, two additional COVID-related deaths. And then a Shannon councillor has expressed disappointment after being told there are no concrete plans to develop a vaccination centre on the peninsula, particularly in light of its proximity to the border. Councillor Albert Doherty told a meeting of the HSC's Regional Health Forum West that the National Vaccination Strategy Group should have been in a position to answer the questions he had for them. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock in the interim. From the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 23rd of March. The death has taken place of Mary Conwell, née Devine, 56 Loughan Road, Dunamana. Her remains are reposing at her son Dermot's home at 116 Lisnara Road, Dunamana. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed live via St Patrick's Church, Clena, Dunamana Facebook page on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Martin, Carn Mallon, Mallon Head. Funeral service at her home tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Funeral from there to All Saints Cemetery, Glenealy for burial, travelling via Black Mountain, Mallon Town and Kuldaff. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral service and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Rita Markey, née Moss, Black Rock Drive, Ballybofey. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Stroon Order tomorrow morning at 11, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the Stroon Order Parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stroon Order. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are private to immediate family only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Palliative Care Ward, Oma Hospital and Primary Care Complex, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director, 50 Castlefin Road, Castledurg. The death has occurred of Colum Moyne, Drumhaggart, Muff. Requiem Mass tomorrow in St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake and Requiem Mass are strictly for family only, please, with a limit of 10 people permitted. Colum's Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media, Ishkeheen. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Society of St Vincent de Paul, Muff Branch, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Joe Phillips, 189 Lisnara Road, Dunamana. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Joe's Requiem Mass can be viewed live via St Patrick's Church, Clena, Dunamana Facebook page tomorrow at 11. The death has occurred of Dennis Meehan, Muckross, Kilcar. Removal from his home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for funeral mass in St Carthas Church, Kilcar at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Andrew Foster, Andy Stewart of the Glen, Garvery, Burnfoot. Due to HSC and government restrictions, the house is private, please, with the funeral restricted to family only.